Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Tim, what would you do when the company you are leading is facing a tough time? I mean, you're the leader of a company, so it's a nice small business. Do people turn to you for the strategy? What next?
My strategy is always to be nimble. I think because of the nature of the job that we do, we are always nimble. You need to always be on your toes and decide on the spot what to do next. So that's been how I operate. I mean, I had an emergency, for example, this week with a power surge and a power failure, and we need to act fast and think fast of saving what you can save and then moving on.
Yeah, because there's food involved, right? Well, our next guest went through a tough time, persevered, and managed to ensure his company bounced back.
Which is the way it should be done, really.
Yeah, yeah, it's not easy.
And since the completion of debt restructuring in early 2018, we're talking about the company called Marco Polo Marine, it has kept close tabs on costs and management of its cash flow.
Yep. The strong focus on resource management has helped the group maintain a robust net cash position, allowing it to ride through the depths of COVID-19 and emerge stronger than before.
Well, Marco Polo Marine has also recently announced its financial results for the first half in March 31st, 2021, and they have reported net attributable profit of $5.9 million for the first half of 2021 compared to the net loss of 0.7 million Sing dollars for the first half of last year.
Yeah, the group's revenue for the period gained 13.8% to 21.1 million Sing dollars from 18.6 million in the first half of 2020, as sales from its shipbuilding and repair division surged 34.5% year on year. Let's find out a little bit more about how this man tried to save or saved Marco Polo Marine. Sean Lee, Chief Executive Officer of Marco Polo Marine, is on the line with us. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, sir. And I bet this is going to be a great story you have to share with us. But to start us off, to set the mood, tell us about the history behind Marco Polo Marine.
We started as a tugs and barges operators, and of course, we expanded into shipyard business and later into the offshore support vessels and operators as well. And of course, what happened was 2015, when the oil prices started to tumble, everything goes haywire, right? All the companies in the same industry was actually suffering as well. So same, I mean, we did debt restructuring instead of winding up. We were lucky enough to manage to save the company back then.
So Sean, you went through a dark time as well in 2015 because of the oil and gas downturn. Can you walk us through the experience during that period?
Well, it was really tough because all the contracts, for example, the offshore vessels working suddenly got terminated. And vessels start coming back, you know, you have piles of debts to repay as well. It was, I mean, you have to talk to the banks and all your bondholders and all that to get it restructured. And at the same time, you have to find investors. New investors have to come in. Without that, that's not going to happen at all.
And
so knocking on doors, you know, knocking on doors, you know, door after door. If you're talking about talking to 10 people and people reject you, you know, you felt really sad. You know, 50 people, you felt like, okay, no hope, but actually knocked 150 doors.
Wow. So 150, you got nine, right? Nine prominent business names.
No, and basically, in another word, I got rejected 141 times.
Wow. What kept you going?
To be honest, I think if we go belly up, I think all the stakeholders, you know, will be suffering. I mean, we're talking about a lot of suppliers and lots of contractors. Some of them actually just mums and pops company, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars is a lot of money. And if we do go belly up, and this, you know, they won't be able to get any money back. So, and also the employees as well, right? I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, the bondholders. These things, you know, in the back of my mind, I said, okay, I have to try to save the company.
Well, Sean, as part of your solution, of course, you managed to get prominent nine, in fact, prominent business names to come together, pull together some $6 million.
$60 million
In rescue financing. How did you do that? How did you convince them to do that?
Of course, I got the first help, of course. I got the help of the Apricot Capital, ex-owner of Super Coffee. And he was the first one to actually agree to my proposals. And that's because actually family friends are starting. And of course, knocking on doors and trying to convince in terms of value propositions and everything. I think we have to show that the team is actually capable and all that. There's a lot of personal relationship as well, to be honest. People just do trust that you can do this. Yeah. So yeah, it's a lot of things actually in combinations, not just one. Yeah.
But I guess it's very helpful in a sense, or it's very much to the core of how we do business as Asians. It's always down to that personal relationship, communication that we have with business partners. Apart from that, I mean, it took you guys 4 years to balance and clean up, or rather to clean up the balance sheet. That's a long time. For you, what were some of the biggest learning points from this experience?
Wow. After the whole restructuring, I mean, of course, we have to be a little bit more careful in everything we do right now, right? Mm. Like what you just said, you know, to stay nimble. Yeah. So basically, we have to be a little bit more careful with investments and you know, to be more prudent in everything, all the business decisions. Not that we didn't, because in the past, of course, how the oil tumbles, we never expected it to be that way. So, yeah, of course, it's always been, you know, we have to be forthcoming all the time, yeah.
And that brings us to the current day, where we're going through a pandemic.
Yeah, so how are you navigating through the COVID-19 pandemic? What kind of strategies do you have ahead for the company?
I think to start with, we have to conserve the cash as well, stay nimble again, and we have to start to diversify ourselves, not just to depend on just one particular sectors or industries. Like, for example, we're diversifying ourselves to, for example, to renewables instead of just, you know, overly dependent on the oil and gas sectors, which is what we do in the past, yeah. And now, of course, we have charterings going on in to serve the wind farm project, for example.
And the evidence is there because the recently announced first half of financial year 2021 earnings, $5.95 million for Marco Polo Marine. Two questions with regard to this. One, would you attribute these strong earnings to the diversification that you just talked about? And two, would you say Marco Polo Marine is in a strong position despite the global pandemic/recession?
Yeah, because after the restructuring, what we did was we cleaned up the balance sheet a lot. So we reserved kind of enough cash. And of course, diversifying, especially what we did was after restructuring, we diversified the customer base, because in the past, been overly dependent on the oil and gas sectors. So, for example, the ship repairs business, what we did was we diversified to do more repairs and maintenance for merchant vessels instead of offshore vessels, because merchant vessels has got the volumes and recurring business. So in order to do, I mean, we serve a lot of, for example, the containers, the tankers, the bulkers. So, yeah, especially diversifying the customer base is actually very important for us. And then instead of serving just one sector, oil and gas, now we're serving two sectors, the oil and gas and also the renewables.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's an incredible story. I mean, just talking to you about it, Sean, I really take my hat off with the kind of perseverance that you had to put into turning this around. And you have, very successfully. I suppose, you know, as closing thoughts, Sean, what advice would you give anyone that's trying to navigate the tough times right now here in Singapore? You know, retail business, of course, you can't compare that with your company, but retail business, they're going, wait a minute. It's like a zombie land, might as well. You just go for a full-on circuit breaker. There's that sentiment that some people want to give up as well. What would you tell these people? What would you share with these people?
As cliche as it sounds, I think it's all about perseverance again. You know, you persevere, you know, never give up. That's what I did. Keeps us going. And always finding new things, right? Diversifying, right? Yeah, finding new areas to, maybe there's always a new things. Yeah, if you never on fighting, then, you know, you just collapse.
Yeah, it's kind of like what my father used to say, how much do you want it, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah, how much do I, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sean Lee, Chief Executive Officer of Marco Polo Marine, on the line with us. Sean, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing that with us. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.